So how long have you been here then?
Well, almost 30 years.
And are you here to stay?
Yes, I am. I came to stay.
Yay!
Yes.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guests today, Jelena Anjelkovic.
Name: Jelena Anjelkovic. Geburtsland: Serbien. Ankunft in Wien: 1994. Familienstand: alleinstehend. Beruf: Dolmetscherin.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello and welcome to One Day in Vienna. I am Lauren Löw, and today I'm joined by the marvelous Jelena Anjelkovic. Hello, Jelena.
Hello,
a woman
darling.
Dear to my heart. Jelena, can you tell us why you came to Vienna?
Well, actually, I wanted to go to Great Britain, but my mother wanted me to come here to study languages, and now I'm very grateful to her that I came here and studied interpretation and translation, German, English, and Bosnian, Croatian, Montenegrin, and Serbian, which is one language.
So, how long have you been here then?
Well, almost 30 years.
And are you here to stay?
Yes, I am. I came to stay.
Yay!
Yes.
Do you have any favorite places in Vienna?
Oh, there are lots of favorite places. I like to sit on the channel down there, on the Danube Channel. It's very nice. I like to go to the Danube to swim there. It's also amazing because it's actually the only city where you have this luxury to go, you know, by foot, not to pay anything, and to swim in a very clear water of Danube. Then I have this building here, University of Vienna. There's a lovely atrium there, and you can sit there by sunny days or by rainy days. And if you meet with some friends, you can have a, you know, glass of sekt or champagne and have a really good time there.
Die Universität Wien ist eine der ältesten und größten Universitäten in Europa. Sie wurde im Jahr 1365 gegründet. Die Universität bietet eine breite Palette von Studiengängen und ist besonders bekannt für ihre Forschung und Lehre in den Bereichen Philosophie, Wirtschaftswissenschaften und Rechtswissenschaften. Für Studierende bietet die Universität viele Unterstützungen, zum Beispiel Beratungsdienste, Sportmöglichkeiten und verschiedene Studentenvereinigungen.
I also love to go to Naschmarkt because I live there. The hills that surrounding Vienna are also nice. I don't go very often, but when I go, I have a stroll down the hill and go to those, you know, Nussdorf or some places where you're not very
I mean, it's
often.
actually starting to be Heuriger season now, so I'm getting a bit excited about those hills.
Yeah,
if
me
I'm
too.
Honest,
Me too.
That's
Yeah,
like one
those
of my favorite
Heuriger.
Summer moments.
Yeah, I love that. I love
Epic.
that.
As you know, One Day in Vienna sort of explores different memorable days within the expat community, something that was one of those days that was really memorable or really stood out in your life here. I'm dying to hear yours.
Well, my best friend Milica, she's also from Belgrade, and she came here to study and to stay. We were on the New Danube having a great, marvelous time. It was summer. Everything was perfect. And we wanted to hear one special song that was, you know, going on. And she had this little, what were they called? They were not iPads. They were called iPods. But
those old things.
Yes, those old things that we go a long way back. And everything was really perfect. We had our spritzers there, and we could not actually hear it at the same time because it, you know, it's just one track. And suddenly, out of nowhere, comes a guy with a two-headed jack that you can put in your iPod and put both of your headphones in it to listen it simultaneously. And we were, oh my God! He was there to give us things that we could enjoy the day in all its glory.
This has never happened in the history of One Day in Vienna. Your day was somebody, a random stranger with a random act of kindness,
Exactly.
not being rude to you,
No.
just
not wanting anything from us. He wanted just really to give us just this little last piece of perfection.
The cherry on the top of the cake.
Really, it was. And we really cherished that moment. Just thank you, thank you, thank everybody. It's a small thing, but it made our day even glorious, more glorious than it was. So
random
I remember.
Acts of kindness, people.
Yeah.
In Vienna, it makes your life. Yeah. We were actually talking about this just before we started recording. We were saying that perhaps in Vienna, life is so great that people need to create the grumpiness in order to make you aware that life can't be perfect, because otherwise it would be maybe too good. Do you agree with that?
It would be kitschig, and they don't want that. Actually, they have a long tradition of, you know, complaining under the Kaiser afterwards. But actually, the life is really so good. And if you cannot go every day and say, oh, everything is nice, oh, everything is beautiful. You have to make some kind of imperfection, some kind of, you know, a little complain, but a little. It's always, oh, those Viennese people, they're always grumpy, and you are being grumpy Viennese at the same
because
time.
Because the rest of it is blimmin' great.
Yes, it is. We are actually, we used to say that, especially expats from ex-Yugoslavia, we always say, because we've seen much worse, not so worse that other countries are seeing, but we've seen worse, and we also we're living in Disneyland. It's amazing, and it truly it is.
We've met a lot of expats who've had a lot of culture clashes. Have you had any culture clashes?
No, actually, I didn't. I think that also my friends, they never experienced that, because Yugoslavia, it's almost on border with it used to be. It had the border with Austria, and this culture, it's not very different from Yugoslavia. Maybe we are a little bit more wild, and Austrians are not that wild, but they're not also so restrained like Germans or, you know, other people, other German speaking people. So I really don't see any clash, you know, culturally speaking.
And obviously you speak German, you work as an interpreter, and
yes, I do.
You love the German language. Do you have a very romantic relationship with German? What's your relationship like?
No, it is not romantic, but it grew to be love, actually. Because when you start with German, it is no easy task. You know, English is beautiful. Oh, everything is nice. You hear it, you speak it, you just go with it. German is nothing like that. You have to really, really, really put all your forces to, you know, learn by heart all those declinations and conjugations and everything. But once you have a good basis, then you can build it up and you can really, really, really make your way up and forward in written and in spoken German, which you cannot actually do in English, because you just reach one level and then after that you cannot go any further. So there is a beauty in German language. It's precise. It's not so romantic, but it's precise. It's great for, you know, technique, for philosophy.
Right.
It has its beauty in, you know, you can make up words and they're totally legit. They're not, you know, they don't sound, oh my God, what's that?
Do you have any favorite words, like favorite, perhaps like Austrian German words?
Oh, Austrian German words. Leiwand.
Yeah, why do you love Leiwand?
It sounds so nice, and it's a really, you know, it's Leiwand. Something is Leiwand. It doesn't have any, I mean, the real meaning, it doesn't connect to anything, but it sounds nice, and it's totally,
rolls off
you know,
the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice, and, you know, I mean, Wienerisch, it sounds very, very nice. I don't speak it. It would be ridiculous if I spoke it, but I love the sound. It's really, it's like music. It's totally different from the German. It's,
I find it very melodic.
Yes, it is. It's melodic.
We're hearing a lot that dialect when you, is
when,
people's
yeah,
favorite.
When you hear them sing, it actually it doesn't sound like German at all. It sounds, you know, almost like English. It just flows in Viennese dialect. So, yeah, it's a nice dialect.
And do you have any other favorite words?
Other favorite words? Marmelade. It's a nice word.
Marmelade,
yes. Yeah.
I also like kitschig, I have to say.
Kitschig. Yeah.
When you said kitschig. Vienna was kitschig, I was like, yes, right.
Yes, kitschig, a little bit kitschig.
Das Wort kitschig beschreibt Dinge, die oft als übertrieben bunt, sentimental oder geschmacklos angesehen werden. Man verwendet es, um Objekte, Kunstwerke oder Dekorationen zu beschreiben, die versuchen, ästhetisch ansprechend zu sein, aber dabei als zu überladen oder unnatürlich empfunden werden. Kitschige Gegenstände sind meistens sehr auffällig und nicht unbedingt hochwertig, sondern sollen Aufmerksamkeit erregen.
Es muss ein bisschen kitschig sein.
Yeah.
A little bit of it, it's not bad. And especially Viennese kitsch, it's not like other kitsches. It's always like, you know,
more bodenständig.
Yeah.
And people use that word like kitschig, and it doesn't mean bad somehow.
It means it's just like a little bit egged on too much. It's not
maybe like your story. Maybe like the guy just handing those headphones over. That was a kitschig moment.
Yes, it was true actually. Yeah. The problem with kitsch is that it presents something that it's not like that. But my moment was kitschig, and it was true. And I have Milica as a witness that I didn't actually made it up because it sounds made up.
We've heard more people not giving as much love as that day. So it's very nice to have a story where people just, you need this, I'm just going to give it to you. There you go, girls. And what tips, I mean, you've been here for 30 years, but what tips would you give somebody moving to the city now or who has just moved? Some pearls of wisdom. What information did you feel you missed and you'd give to other expats as a present?
Ask people. If you study, go to the university, not because just you have to sit there, but because you will, you know, meet people who know exactly what you should do, and you do that. Obey the rules. The rules are not strict, very simple rules. You do that, and that, and you will get what you want. It's not like in, you know, other countries that I went to and been to, do everything and you don't get anything. No, here is a real promise. You just do this, and this. And you will get by. So just obey a simple rules. You don't need to do anything against your nature or your personality. Just come, aha, okay, that's the way. And it really follows.
Oh, that's beautiful advice. Thank you, Yelena. And thank you for joining us. The sun has just come out over the Votivkirche. It's kitschig. It's a kitschig moment,
but
I have
true,
to say.
But true. Come on, it's true.
Thank you for joining us today. Auf Wiederhören. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innes Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innes Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.